David Kay, the man in charge of searching for alleged weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, is to give his first progress report to Congress today behind closed doors. The U.S. arms expert and former chief weapons inspector has been leading the CIA's Iraq survey group since June. To date, the team has not reported finding nuclear, biological, or chemical weapons. David Cloud is covering the story for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's David Kay expected to tell the Senate and House Intelligence Committees?
Well, the first thing to say is that that's been kept carefully under wraps, since it does appear that he hasn't found any actual weapons. The CIA has been quite reluctant to give much of a preview about what he's going to say, and besides that, a lot of it is classified. But in any case, we do have a sense that he's going to go before the committees and say that he's found a large range of evidence. He's going to avoid making conclusions about whether Iraq actually had weapons or not immediately prior to the war. But he's going to say, presumably, that that he's heard from testimony from detainees that they have in Iraq, from documents, that Iraq did have some sort of weapons program, perhaps designed to enable it to resume producing weapons quickly, you know, by gathering equipment, by keeping expertise in place. They had that sort of program prior to the war rather than a program actually making weapons. He's also going to go into a variety of other areas, Iraq's efforts to deceive the international community over the years about exactly what it had in the way of weapons of mass destruction. He's probably going to lay out even contrary evidence from weapon scientists they've interviewed who say we stopped producing weapons in 1991, back after the first Gulf War. So the answer to the question is that the committees are likely to hear a whole range of evidence. I mean, they've been working for 3 months now interviewing people and probably have people telling them all sorts of contrary things.
David Cloud is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal.